BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Thursday's best bits on the Scott Mills Daily. A very wet and really silly innuendo bingo with Scotty T off of Geordie Shore. Also, 12-year-old Toby comes on and does an honest review of the show. And a broken Greg James plays Real or No Real.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott here. So we went to the Oscars of the radio world last night. The awards were in Leeds.
The glitz and glamour.
Very glamorous. At one point, I was going to try and recreate that Ellen DeGeneres selfie from the Oscars. And it would have been you, me, one of the Kaiser Chiefs, and Rick Astley. But yeah, good night. Really good. You must be regretting what you took back to your room last night, though.
It was...
In your dirty fingers.
It's just when you wake up and look at it, and it's just like, oh, that was messy.
I know. And you're like, you look over to it, and you're like, oh, what have I done?
It tasted so good at the time.
I can't believe you took it to bed.
I know. I was amazed that they would come. Oh, we can't keep this up. It's my latest thing is late night pizza.
To bed?
I know.
You took it to your room.
I was like, bye, guys.
Yeah. And your fingers are really dirty because of it. Did you like the complete care package that I gave you this morning as well?
I'd rather we didn't talk about.
Oh, you don't want to talk about it?
I guess we got to now.
Yeah, you don't have to.
I appreciate it. I wasn't prepared for last night properly.
No, I know. But the suit arrived. Loads of people were asking at the awards last night, oh, is that the suit that you were trying to get delivered? Yes, it was. It arrived like, 10 minutes before we left from the train?
Yeah, so we're really lucky.
So it all worked out. You had a suit. It was good. This morning, though, no pants, no socks. I've had to
lend. And if you know, you've been a good friend. You have lent me...
I am a good friend,
I think. Some pants, actually, which is probably kind of weird.
Yeah, but I got them from right at the back of the drawer, so they've not been... I mean...
Are they yours?
Yeah, they are, but if it makes you feel better, they've not been worn for a long time. Like, if they were ones...
They've still been worn, though,
haven't they? Have been worn, but they're washed, but, like, they're not the ones right at the front of the drawer.
They're not the ones in the regular cycle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I thought that'd make you feel...
They're old pants.
They are, but I thought that'd make you feel a bit better, you know?
Good.
But I have worn them.
I'm feeling fresher for it. It was a really good night last night, though.
It was
good
really fun. And you had a shower at my place. It was good, actually.
Yeah. Separately.
Of course. A little sleep on my sofa. It's all good.
Any other gossip from last night?
I'm trying to think.
I'm trying to think as well.
I think it'll just come to us during the show.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know, he's got that nickname, hasn't he?
He has, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a nickname that I think he gave himself, which sounds a little bit like the Swedish version of MasterChef.
För en nyhetssäsong av Sveriges mästerkock. Start måndag 6 januari i TV4.
It's not his nickname.
It's a bit like that.
But kind of.
He's been on before and it got really wet really quickly. He loved this clip in particular.
It's called Ensaimada, and no Majorcan feast is complete without it. The king of Majorcan lardy cake, because that's what it reminds me of, is Miguel Pujol.
Yeah, that's the king of Majorcan lardy cake there.
Last time Scotty T was on, he was with a couple of others as well. So it's the first time riding solo.
He also loved this classic from Countdown on Channel 4, but then he would.
Anne.
Just a 7.
A 7 from Anne Neville.
6.
And that 6.
Sinner.
Anne.
Fannies.
Thank you very much. Can we beat a fanny?
Scotty T is on at 1:45 on Innuendo Bingo.
Scott Mills Daily.
Wow, people have so many questions about last night. Scott, did you stay in the person who helps you with bangers room? No, I didn't. So the cameras are going to be on at 1:45 for Scotty T, Innuendo Bingo. Kerry in Derby says, I've already got my laptop ready. Love Scotty T and I love his laugh. I can't wait. It's going to be a good one, Kerry. You can watch it on your mobile. You can watch it on your laptop or tablet or computer if you're at work. If you can get to the Radio 1 website, get that on. It'll be on every screen.
I'm feeling ever so slightly fragile, which worries me with Innuendo Bingo.
You're not going to sick on him, are you?
That's the concern. Probably shouldn't say that.
That'd be awesome. Think of the views.
True.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And Scotty T is here. Hello.
Hello, mate. How are you doing?
Really good. How are you?
I'm all right, mate. Just busy as out as usual.
I know. You're so busy. And you've just told us you've been living out of your car for the last month.
Aye, mate. Travelling up and down the country, mate. Honestly, mate. I'm dying.
You don't actually sleep in the car, do you?
Yeah, no. A couple of times I have actually done that.
What, overnight?
Aye, aye. Because if I'm tired that night, I'll be at the service station. I'll just keep in it for a few hours.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but do you go to the service station then and sort of wash yourself in the sink?
No, I didn't do that, mate. I seen some blokes shaving his chest the other day, and one of them, I was like, oh, it's ill, that.
you're so busy. How did you get time to write a book?
Because, like, I had a lot of time off. I took, like, 3 weeks off, basically. Right. And I just sat there and I just thought, right, let's just, like, gather all the funny stuff that I've done in my life and just put it all together.
Yeah. I'm loving the pictures. There's some great ones.
There's a lot of them I couldn't put in.
Oh, I'm sure.
Did you get to choose the title of it? Because it's always got to be a pun, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, like, obviously it was like mutual decision and stuff like that, but
yeah.
Oh, it's good. Yeah, there's you on a lad's
Scott,
holiday.
Scott, you're actually just reading it now.
Oh, mate, the lad's holiday bits are the best, you know.
Are they?
Oh, me.
Where is the best lad's holiday?
It depends, man. It's all about who you're with, mate. Because when I go with my boys, like literally, we have a frisk anywhere. You know what I mean?
Where do you like to go now? Has it changed as you've got a bit more
money?
Yeah.
Well, we used to go, like, because my family like, lived in Tenerife, so we used to go there all the time.
Right.
But now I find myself going to Ibiza.
Yeah. In the book as well, is it true that you were nearly kicked off the show, off Geordie Shore?
Nah.
Oh.
No, it was just like, I had a warning stuff like that because I used to go a bit wild.
Right.
And like, I used to get worked up in that, like, and just start smashing like things up in that in the house.
Right.
And they were like, right, you need to calm down. And then they started charging us for the damage. I remember I smashed a lamp in Australia. It cost us $4,000.
Oh, that's an expensive lamp.
Aye, no, it was worth it though.
Well, so they just give, what do? They just give you like a written warning or do they just give you a little telling off to your face?
It was just like, oh yeah, that's fine. And then they just get a bill through the post.
Oh, wow, rubbish. Now, obviously, you are a big fan of the ladies, and they're a fan of yours. Has that increased loads since you got famous?
You know what it is? Before the show, mate, I was just the same, because I run club events in Newcastle, so
yeah.
I was always a bit of, like, you know what I mean, being a promoter and that, like, I was grafting 24/7.
Yeah.
Like, that was me job, to graft girls to get me come down to the club.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, since Troy Shaw, it's like, it is easier, like, but, you know what I mean, it's like, I've still always been top dog on the grafting side.
What's it going to take to, like, eventually win your heart?
Well, obviously, with my job at the minute, I'm never in one place at one time. And obviously, I've met girls and stuff, like, along the way, and that, like, but it's hard. But it's just, like, you know what I mean? I know when the time's right. At the minute, I'm focused on work too much to be, like dedication. I mean, I am sort of with someone, but I am with someone.
Right.
But, like, it's
complicated.
I never get to see her. That's the main thing.
Right,
so we just keep it, like, we are together and, like, we'll have a good time together like that. But we don't really want to think about what's going on, because when you start thinking about it, that's when the arguments start and stuff like that. Because I'm always, like, I'm hardly ever in Newcastle.
Yeah.
But then you'll go on Twitter, right? And let's say I saw one of you and you always seem to be really on it with it. So, so you see someone on Twitter that I think they'd broken up with their partner and then you're like, need a shoulder to cry on? Straight there.
Yeah.
Everyone loves a bit of Scottish shoulder.
Do you think you're the... Are you like the master of that?
I think you are.
The shoulder to cry on.
Definitely, yes. I mean, I would just... Me and Chris were saying this earlier. I would love to see your DMs.
Yeah, take a wander through your DMs.
I would love to see them.
Oh, mate, you know, he's like, I look at them on every day. It's just like, you know, you get your message requests and that. Like, I just like, look at them. I'm like, bloody hell, man. Like, just kicking off.
Quite a lot, right?
Aye.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, ridiculous. Like,
what, like hundreds?
It's been 99 plus for the past, like, 2 years.
What, in your DMs?
Aye, mate, like every day, every hour.
It's all going down in the DMs.
I love that. Also, I know you've talked about it a bit, but, like, what was all that Katie Price stuff that everyone was talking about?
You know what it is, mate? Like, everyone got the wrong idea of it. Like, we're just pals. Like, she was doing an event in Newcastle, like, a function at the Hilton, and she was looking for a sunbed, and I thought, I'm not going to send it to Tan UK where she's going to get mobbed to death. I thought, I'll take it to one of my pals' sunbed shops. And she went there, got a sunbed, and I dropped her and her pal off. They just managed to get a cheeky shot of me getting out of the car. It looks probably dodgy as out. But her friend was actually in the back of my car as well, but I've got tint, so you can't see her. And then, obviously, I was late for a pee as well, so I quickly got ready in her room, but she was getting her hair and makeup done, all her agents were there and everything. It was just like, you know what I mean? Like, I just thought I'd help her out because she was in tune.
Just wanted a tan.
I just wanted a tan, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm. Right, so you know about Inuda Bingo. You've done it once before with some of the others from the show. So it's just you riding solo today with Chris.
Yeah, it's like your debut on your own.
Yeah.
I know, me.
So we will get the water ready if you want to step over there, guys.
How are
you
then?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Sarah is driving home in Devon. She says, I've just got into the car after work. I finished early. So pleased I did not miss Inuda Bingo. Massive Geordie Shore fan. I've watched all 12 series in the last 4 months. Whoa, she's been binge watching that.
12 series.
12.
Can't get enough.
Well, you've been in it since 2012, right?
Aye, I don't choose for me.
Wow. That's a lot of TV. All right, so the cameras are on right now. If you want to see Scotty T getting wet on Inuendo Bingo, go to the Radio 1 website on your mobile, tablet, computer, laptop, whatever you can.
It's time to make another celebrity wet. This is Inuendo Bingo.
Scotty T is on Inuendo Bingo today. Remember, everybody loves a bit of Scotty's shoulder. What you said earlier. Now, Chris Scotty's just offered to do it topless. How do you feel about that?
Are you doing it topless?
I might get it off, like, if you want.
Well, why not?
What do you want, Scott?
He's used to it.
Yeah, go for it.
Not yet, man.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to get his wet first.
Warm up. Okay. All right. So, first of all, we're going to the interview on Channel 4. As much water in your mouth as possible, please.
Cheers, kid.
Now, if you really, really want to land that dream job, you must be willing to answer absolutely anything. And I do mean anything.
I have to say, when I've seen your CV, I do like the little skills chart. How often do you update this?
I update it on about a two-week to monthly sort of process.
Wow.
So you'll be fives and sixes very soon.
And then, like, if so anything that improves, obviously, I'll update it. And then...
Do you ever knock yourself off?
Little spurt there from both parties. Mm. Next, we're going to BBC Radio 4 for the afternoon play. And it's the mustard car. Scott, are you a fan of radio drama?
I love the radio drama.
I know, I knew you would. Well, here we join the characters having what sounds like lots of fun at the fair. And I reckon, Scotty, this is right up your street.
We walked back to the fete, where Tom had just knocked down 10 Skittles. Let's go and smash the rat.
That was wicked.
I knew that you'd like that one, yeah.
What was she talking about?
Yeah. It's the popular funfair game where you have to hit a rat flying out of a drain pipe.
Let's go and smash the rat.
You never played that game.
I'll do it all the time.
You'd love
yes,
that
indeed.
One.
And more water, please. Next, we're going over to Newsnight on BBC Two. And a very unusual line of questioning here from the presenter, Kirsty Walk.
But you believe he was maligned, however, as an author and the Plantagenets. I mean, tell me about what you think about this dig.
Yes, Scotty.
You've got good aim.
Got me right in the face.
Yes, I know.
I'm good at that.
Yeah. Tell me about what you think about this dig.
Is it wet enough to
shut off?
Still good? Top two.
I'm not going to do it like one of your shows where I sit here clapping until it happens.
Shut.
Right, that's it. It's coming up. No.
And now, we're going over to Good Morning Britain on ITV. Lord Alan Sugar is on the show. Now, he might get away with this on The Apprentice, but I don't think that Lord Sugar's behaviour here is appropriate for breakfast television.
Charlotte, thanks very much.
Right, he's here. He's in the building. Lord Sugar is about to... Well, he's about to come on the sofa and get chewed to pieces.
Not the sofa.
Well, he's about to come on the sofa and get chewed to pieces.
Thank you, Shane in Petersfield, for sending us that one. Remember, if you see an innuendo on TV or listen to it on the radio, email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Tell us the show and the time and we'll do the rest. Now we have an absolute classic from BBC Hereford and Worcester. BBC Local Radio have a lot of phone-ins, but I think maybe this one was a little bit ill-advised. Here, the presenter is asking, what's the best thing you've ever been up?
In my adult life, I think the most interesting thing I've been up is Lord Hereford's knob.
It's a popular landmark in South East Wales. Oh, the top's off. Oh, hello.
Top's off.
Cracking tan, by the way.
Cheers, mate.
So good. Is that fresh? Fish. When was the last time you tanned?
I was at the Dream Boys last night. I stole a bit of their tan.
Ah, got you. What? Oh, that, I forgot you do Dream Boys as well.
Ah, yeah. That's an amazing side job, that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, like... Secret Life of Scotty.
Lord Hereford's knob.
Yeah, I'm going to go there. Right, now it's Flog It on BBC Two. Now, Scotty, you're a celebrity. You must get loads of freebies, right? Quite a lot. Of course you do. I bet you have never had to pay this much money for one of these.
And jewellery goes in and out of fashion, so will anyone be willing to pay £200 for a pearl necklace?
£200 seems quite reasonable.
£200 for a pearl necklace.
And right, next on Indiana Bingo with Scotty T, another classic from the archives.
Are you okay?
Very well.
You're right. I'm very well.
Are you breathing in?
Of course I am.
Are you feeling inadequate? Over to BBC Breakfast now for the paper review. This man is staggered to find out some surprising news about one of our national treasures in the middle of a report about nutrition.
And so he's really painting a very bleak picture and saying we have to re-educate ourselves. And in the middle of it, he fingers, shockingly, I might say, Delia Smith.
You didn't really see that?
Yeah. Now, it's Bargain Hunt on BBC One. And the blue team have just made a purchase for £108. Normally, Tim Wallicott would be absolutely thrilled, but just got a bit distracted.
So, do you have a deal?
£108 a deal.
Okay.
Dealt with that. Three items! Yay! We got there!
Well done, Kate, you saved the day. This pussy is definitely stuffed.
And that was Scotty T. That's Innuendo brilliant. Bingo.
Play it, mate.
Awesome game. And his book is out today. A sure thing. Right, good to see you. Come back and see us soon, all right?
No one, mate.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Danny from Rickson's hairdresser's been on. I like it when people that do like things for the rich and famous contact the show. I mean, John Newman's gardener is always on. And now Danny from Rickson's hairdresser too. Hello, welcome.
I don't believe they're making that up either.
No. Shout out to PJ. I know they're going to come back with a banger soon.
Yes.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Jess Glynn on Radio 1. And a fine appearance by her on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show this week.
What is Ed Balls?
She generally didn't know, love her. She does now, though. So she came into Radio 1 and she was educated. She now knows what an Ed Balls is. Jack Garrett coming up, and also Sampha. Let's get the calls in early today, actually, for bangers. I need all the help I can get.
You really do. 3-0 down.
I know, hon. 03 700 100 100. You can call us now, and you can choose the banger at 2:40 this afternoon. All right, so we're an hour and 22 minutes into the show. How are you feeling now, Chris? Because this morning wasn't pretty.
No, I feel quite a bit better, actually, for a bit of water on the face. A little bit of water on the face.
That's all you need, sometimes a bit of water on the face. And the multivitamins that I gave you from my bag, they work in a treat, yeah?
I've got to say, you really are looking after me.
I feel like I've done like a whole care package for you today.
It's good.
Do you know what, though? I cannot stop thinking about Scotty T's tan. It was impressive, right?
Why the shirt off thing halfway through as well?
I don't know.
That sort of came from nowhere.
I just think he's used to doing that.
Yeah.
This is like his natural habitat. You do look pale though, mate. I'm just thinking about it, yeah.
Well, I think part of the problem was on the train earlier, I got proper crook neck.
Crook neck?
From trying to sleep.
I know.
Didn't really happen.
No. I slept like an actual baby on the train. Two seats to myself, bosh.
The guy in front didn't like it, though.
No, I know, he hated me.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I like it when we get international emails every now and again. Hi, Celia, who until recently has been living in Birmingham and listens to our show every day. Now she's moved back to her country of birth, which is Norway. Doesn't listen to full shows anymore, but always gets the podcast. So, hello, I know you'll be listening to this now on the podcast, Celia, in Norway. Inyonabingo has been borrowed by a station in Norway.
Has it?
Yeah. I like it. Every now and again, we get these messages going, they've nicked it. They call it Big Water Game.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Yes, Sean.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris.
Are you all right?
Hey.
Yeah, good, thanks. Are you?
Really good. Whereabouts are you at the moment, please?
I've just pulled over because I'm on my way back to work stop. So I've just pulled over so I can have a little chat with you guys.
Luscious. Okay, what do you do?
I have just taken on a new role as a service plan specialist. How does that sound?
We've got that on a badge, hon.
Yeah, it's on a badge. I can tweet you that if you like.
Yes, please. What does that actually mean, though, please?
Basically, I just go round to branches and I help everyone out, support them, train them up, get them meeting their targets. So, yeah, it's a bit exciting.
In what kind of area of work, though?
In the car industry.
Okay, cool.
You sound very positive.
I'm, like, the probably most positive person you could ever meet,
you,
I think.
You sound like you'd be great in meetings. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm one of those people who've got the really good quotes. I've always got a quote for you.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Have you ever tried to be on The Apprentice?
No, but I think that would probably do really, really well, actually, on it, you know.
All right, pick up yourself. No, I think you would, actually.
It's that kind of arrogance that can get you on the show.
Oh, my God, don't call me arrogant.
Oh, sorry.
Oh. Also, if you speak in quotes, you will be hired.
True.
Yeah, exactly. Teamwork makes the dream work.
I was going to say, what is the quote of the day today?
Just add it.
Yeah. That's the one for today.
Okay.
All right.
There's no I in T. Yeah. Okay, right. Here's what I've got for you today. It's Alesso and One Republic, if I lose myself. Come on, this is good.
It is good. You are 3-0 down this week. You needed a banger like this. How bad is that, Sean? He's 3-0 down.
I mean, it's pretty bad for you, Scott.
I know.
All right, Sean, you can have this or... Throw your diamonds in the sky. You can have this Kanye song, Diamonds. The rack is still alive every time. One of his older ones. He's got the range. It is quite old school, yeah, this one.
Everyone thinks he's got the range.
He thinks he's got the range.
Yes?
Oh, my gosh, these bangers, guys.
I know, guys.
What's going on? I mean, do you know, normally I'm a Scott girl.
Oh, come on, give me a break.
Listen, I feel like I've got a kindred spirit in Chris at the minute. I've just bought a house with my boyfriend and we're doing it up. So I'm feeling it with Chris, yeah, kind of at the minute. You know,
we're kind of connecting on a level.
Because you're doing a house.
We're doing the same life stuff right now.
Yeah, I feel like me and Chris are at the same place in life at the minute.
I'm feeling you.
Have you moved to Maidenhead as well to be closer to Theresa May?
No, but still in that way. Chris, you feel it, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, there's a connection there.
I understand.
So that's why you should choose my bank.
I give up.
It's what your boyfriend would want as well, I'm sure.
Well, I feel like I'm normally a Scott girl, and my boyfriend is called Joe, and he'd be like a Chris girl.
Yeah, we hear that a lot.
Chris guy.
He's a Chris girl, yeah.
But, I mean, guys, what have you done to me what have you done to me today?
I don't know, but a decision would be nice.
Oh, sorry. I'm dragging it out.
A little bit, love.
I think that today I will have to go with my regular Scott.
Yes!
Don't celebrate too hard, mate. 3-1.
Hi to all the people who are saying that was a sympathy vote.
Yeah, I did feel that as well. I did feel that.
Oh, poor me. I didn't win.
Quite a few call the police. He's been robbed.
Yep.
That is the new one, isn't it?
It is definitely the new one. Dan in Cornwall, this is turning into a popularity competition. I love how people take it so seriously.
I'm not sure it is. You are losing badly.
I am, yes. So what is that now? 3-1?
Yes.
I'm a little bit better than I was feeling, to be honest. More bangers tomorrow at 2:40, last one of the week. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello, Radio 1, who's that?
Hello, Scott, it's Toby.
Hi, Toby, what's going on?
Well, I have a little idea. I'm 12 years old, I've been on your show a few times, and like I said, I have a feature suggestion. I'd like to kind of review your show a bit.
Yes, see Toby, you. I remember you.
Yes, hi, Chris.
Hi, mate.
Now, why were you on the show last time?
Well, I've been on Bangers before, and I've been on Real or No Real.
Yes, you have, I remember.
Basically, I've got some notes here. I'm going to tell you how you've been on the show.
Right, OK, well, so this is like a review of the show, right?
Essentially, yes.
I like that he can just get on to review the show like this. It's because Toby's on Real or No Real and has been on Bangers before, it's like he's got the keys to the show.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're like a 12-year-old mega fan, aren't you?
Essentially, I am, yes.
Right. Well, it sounds like you're more of a critic. It sounds like in-house critic.
Yeah, first two times I was here just to butter you up. Now I'm here to bring your show down.
All right, Toby, I will say something. Don't be too harsh, because today's really not the day for it, all right?
Yeah, seriously.
All right. Well, we're going to start off on Bangers on Monday. Scott, you had a good choice. Chris was okay. Now, this is what I'm coming to. On Tuesday and Wednesday, both your choices were atrocious.
Airplanes is a great song.
Well, you keep telling yourself that, Scott.
It's probably a bit ho for you, isn't it?
Now, also, your judge render conversation on Monday,
yes,
it was okay, but it dragged on too much.
Oh, okay.
Playing music halfway through it or something to break it up.
Okay, so you thought the judge render section was too long?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, could have done with a song in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm passing this all on to the producers. Yeah, go on.
Okay, good. Now, I have another complaint. Real or No Real, I'm bringing you the bad stuff there.
Oh, okay, good.
This is Real or No Real with Ali Plum. And the first fact about Justin Bieber, he was installing sound limiters that would end the concert if the crowds go too loud.
Yeah.
This was, congratulations to whoever made it up, by the way.
Yeah, thanks.
Yep. So, anyway, when you were talking about it, I enjoyed the conversation, but you did talk over Ali. He barely got a word in.
Oh, really?
Yes. If you can notice, you can dwarf people.
Yeah. Great friends.
You have been doing this for years, Scott.
I have. Okay, I'll try not to dwarf people.
Also, well, I've got some other stuff, so...
Is there any good news?
Well, I did enjoy... On Monday, your banger's choice, Scott, was amazing.
Kaiser Hideaway.
Yep.
Didn't win, though.
He lost.
No, I know. I was so, so cross about that.
Mm.
Now, also, you know when you were talking to Unlucky... Well, you were saying about Unlucky Gary, about the mindfulness retreat?
Yes.
Now, this is just a fact for you. My mum is obsessed with stuff like that.
Okay.
Like, she's like, focus your mind. Then she's like, we're going to make mindful soup. And it's just soup.
Mm. Oh, I love that, though.
Mindful soup.
Right. Have you had quite a lot of mindful soup today?
I haven't today, but I did the other day. And also, when I was about to go on the radio just now, when I called in, she said, be mindful.
Oh, that's really sweet. Does she want to go with Unlucky Gary for the weekend?
She probably would, actually, to be honest.
It sounds like her idea of heaven.
Yeah.
So, 12-year-old Toby, what else do you want to change about the show?
Well, I've got another good point. On Monday, when you were talking about the confrontation and they were, like, yelling over that clip, that was really good. I enjoyed that.
What was that, then?
It was your friend Bino.
Oh, when he can't stand confrontation on television.
Yeah, that was good. And I liked it when you brought it back on Tuesday as well.
Okay, excellent.
Time to bring it up.
Yeah, my friend Dino has to go la 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 when there's something awkward on TV.
Yep. Now, Innuendo Bingo today with Scotty T from Geordie Shore.
Yes.
Who is Scotty T? I don't have a clue. Who is he? What is it?
What's Geordie Shore?
Yeah, who is Scotty T?
Chris, I'll let you explain.
Yeah, he's like one of the main characters on the show Geordie Shore, but as Scott said, I think actually this is something for you in a few years' time, Toby,
yeah,
so maybe just
I'm picking up vibes here.
It's not a booking for you, I don't think, is it?
No. Innuendo Bingo on Tuesday was good with Casper Lee and Joe Sarg.
Cheers, mate.
You know them, right?
That was good. Yeah, I know them.
Yeah, of course you do.
I'm more of a Dan and Phil person, to be honest, though.
Okay, right. Well, I'll pass that on to Joe and Casper. Toby, seeing as you're basically the producer of the show now, do you think we should break up this chat with some music, or do you think it's going on too long, or...?
I think break it up with some music.
Okay. All right, wait right there. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Our 12-year-old listener, Toby, who is our biggest critic, is back on the phone. Hey, Tobes.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Chris. How are you doing, lads?
Yeah, we're good. So anything else you enjoyed over the last week or so?
Well, I have a slight bone to pick with you, lads. You are sounding kind of hungover today. I know you've been to the awards, but you must keep up the quality on this show.
Well, no, we sound fine.
I think that's harsh, Toby.
Now, also, on Wednesday, yesterday, you were bringing up... you were bringing up the suit, Chris, quite a lot.
Oh, yeah, he had a nightmare with his suit for the awards.
He was panicking. Anything happened? Did that get sorted?
It did. And I got so many people asking about this at the awards last night. They literally delivered it with about 5 minutes before we left to get the train.
Wow.
I know. So he looked also, sharp.
So, yeah, it was all good on the suit front, and it was quite a fun evening.
Yeah, I did consider meeting you at Leeds train station with a suit, but then I decided that would be quite creepy.
Where
and it was
do you
too
live?
Late when I heard it. The thought went in my head because I'm near Leeds.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah, but you couldn't drive there, Toby. You're only 12.
Well, yeah, I could have got transport there. Yeah, good point. I can't drive.
And also, your suit would not fit him.
Oh, good point. You've kind of seen quite a lot of foils in my plan there, Scott.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Yeah, also, Real or No Real with Charlie Sloth.
OMG.
Now, that was good. That's always a good one.
You like that, right?
Yeah, especially when you wheel him out.
You like that? You like the wheeling him out?
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Okay.
That's a good bit. Now, go on.
No, I was going to say, Toby, you, like, the rest of Radio 1, how are they all doing? All good?
I think to be honest, even though I have had some complaints, your show has probably got the better quality, to be honest. It's the one I always try to tune into.
Right.
The Taylor podcast.
Well, I'll take that.
Good man.
Also, one more piece of feedback.
Okay.
Maybe play less music and do more talking. Not, like, a lot. Don't turn this into Radio 4. Just do a bit less, like, play, like, two songs, have a little bit of conversation, then play another two, then carry on.
What, so you want less music?
Less music, but just split up the talking so it keeps going, but it's just you play music to keep people listening.
We should patch him through to our boss.
No.
That would be amazing. Mm.
Yeah, so also, you've been pretty good so far this week, lads. That's pretty much all I've got to say, but I'll probably speak to you lot soon.
All right, let us know if you need to do another critique of the show. We'll be up for that.
Yeah, I will contact you if I have any other complaints.
All right. Well, no, I just don't want just complaints. I want criticism.
Yeah, I'll praise you on doing good things as well.
I want constructive criticism.
Need some carrot as well,
I've got out a lot of my chest today. Next time I speak to you, they'll probably be less. They'll be a bit more positive. I'll give a more positive outlook.
All right,
dude. And everything good in your life?
Yep, all's good. I've had a good week.
Right, well, good to speak to you, Toby.
Thank you.
Good chatting, as
Bye.
Always.
Bye,
and let us know anything else you need to say, right?
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Speak to you soon, lads.
Yeah, we'll try and sound a bit more positive, a bit more up. We'll put more music behind things. We'll talk a bit more and sound less hungover.
Yeah, no, good. You played along with it well, Scott.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I can hear laughing.
Oh, dear, you're hilarious. Right, I'll speak to you later.
Okay, one more thing, actually.
Oh, God, what? Sorry, I mean, yes.
You should have the cameras on more often.
Well, not today, Toby.
No. Anyway, bye, lads.
All right. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Okay, so I've taken what Toby just said on board. He said the Judge Rinder thing went on a bit and also needed some uplifting music behind it. So here's a bit of the chat from Monday's show, and I've totally taken on board what Toby just told us.
That was rural.
Rural. Whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
It was bucolic. Yeah.
What's been your favourite outfit so far? Is this it?
I never thought I'd see you as a milkmaid.
My best outfit was, I think, the... I like the first week. Sort of normal. Do you actually feel more comfortable?
Judge wear.
I'm a bit sort of, you know, dressing up now. I think, you know, there comes a moment where you're standing there and, you know, you get swept up into this world where everything that would be otherwise abnormal becomes totally normal.
You know, he's absolutely correct. Mm. It makes it 100 times better. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. I really liked Charlie Puth when he came in to see us a few weeks ago. Did you? It kind of changed my opinion on him. I mean, I didn't hate him before, but I did have issues with that Marvin Gaye song.
What did you expect him to be like?
I just thought he would be, like, quite cheese, quite annoying. I thought he was super cool and a really talented guy.
Yeah.
You know, his mum makes adverts for the TV and his dad's an estate agent. Just keeps him grounded, yeah? The Scott Mills Daily. Hello, Greg.
Hello there.
Hello and good afternoon.
Hello and welcome.
What a fun night we had last night, us Radio 1 DJs.
It's nice, isn't it, when we're all together?
It is. It doesn't happen so often.
We don't do it enough.
We don't do it enough.
Do we?
But it's special. When it happens, when the planets align, it's dangerous for everyone involved.
It was so good. So in Leeds last night at the Arias, the Oscars of the radio world.
Yes.
And congratulations, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Fabulous work. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thanks.
So much happened last night.
So many things.
So many things happened. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
I was
got a text from Sarah Cox. Appears to be in some kind of burger joint right now.
She was now. Oh, wow.
She was the host of the awards.
It's one of those.
One of them.
It's one of those nights.
It's an all-dayer.
I've just ordered an incredibly big pizza.
Excellent work.
Really, I did that last night.
Oh my God, it's the best.
He took his pizza to bed.
Yeah.
What a weirdo.
I would do the same. If I could, I would do that right now. But I'm excited about the show.
And here's today's Real or No Real.
An official gift list has revealed that US President Barack Obama received a Keep Calm and Carry On tea towel set from former Prime Minister David Cameron.
Barack Obama.
Now, would David Cameron and Sam Cam, would they have sent a Keep Calm and Carry On tea towel set?
Yes, because they're lame. That's a lame thing to do.
Surely they would. Maybe they make more of a pun of it, though. It can be keep calm or run and carry on.
God.
That would be a good Christmas present, wouldn't it? With their face on. He can just be there with two thumbs up.
I wonder if it was for Christmas.
I mean, I think Barack would ask for. Can I have the receipt as well?
Yeah.
I'd just rather have the money.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I guess when you're the Prime Minister, if it is Christmas presents, you kind of will have to give the same thing to a lot of different people. A lot of people expect gifts.
Right.
Do you do that? Do you give the same gift?
To who?
Is it like a Scott Mills mug or something to like all friends and family?
No, I don't.
Have you got Scott Mills mouse mats any left?
There were some. Do you remember?
Yeah, you used to give it away as a prize.
For a feature called the Big Fact Hunt. Back in the day.
One of the greatest things you've ever done.
And,
that is one of the greatest things you've ever done.
But a lot of them had to be recalled for some reason. Some asbestos problem or something with them.
What?
What do you mean? Do mouse mats are made out of asbestos?
It was something like that. They got recalled anyway.
They didn't get recalled.
They did.
No,
they weren't safe.
Asbestos though, were
obviously,
they?
Obviously, if you did win one at the time...
That's not asbestos. They've been recalled. You're not Samsung.
They're fine, the ones that got sent out, but there was a bad batch.
This is amazing. The mouse mats exploded. Some people have been experiencing mouse mats that do explode after furious surfing on the web.
Oh, we gave away mouse mats.
We don't give away enough mouse mats these days.
I know.
What's the worst bit of merchandise you put your name to? Or face?
Oh, there's so much.
You should have a grill.
Oh, actually, that's a great idea.
It's so good. I put my name on it.
Oh, yeah.
Mills Grill.
Mills Grills.
So, Barack Obama.
Mills on Wheels.
Scott Grills.
You're going to do that as well? Scott Grills.
So good.
My name on it.
It's so good. He put his name on it. Scott Grills. Please some company mock up the box of that. If you have to.
Did Barack Obama get a Keep Calm and Carry On tea towel set from David Cameron?
Ugh. Yes, probably.
Yes, probably. So you're saying real?
I do see the problem. What do you buy Barack Obama? It's quite a tough guy to buy for, isn't it? But I think probably, yes.
That one is no real.
No, real.
And I was going to go no real on that one.
Oh, did you not answer?
He didn't even ask.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, so the records show that David Cameron gave Barack Obama a framed etching of Stonehenge worth £1,700, while Prince Harry gave him a framed and signed picture of himself.
That's good.
Classic bants from Harry there.
That's a
classic
good one.
Royal bants. Okay, I've just found out why the mouse mats were recorded, if anyone wants to know.
Yes, go on.
They were recorded as they were damaging the balls in the mouse.
You didn't actually ask people to send them back, did you?
No.
What do you mean? Why were they damaging
the balls? I don't know.
They were damaging the balls.
I've just had a former employee of the show on to tell me why. Shout out to Laura. And
also,
next.
Not many mouses these days.
Mice.
Mice, mouse, yeah. Mice. Yeah.
Mice.
You say mice?
Not no. many mice have balls now.
No.
I was about to say. It's all sort of laser.
Yeah. It's all laser, don't they? It's all lasered off.
It slightly dates the feature, I find. And next.
While on the run at London Zoo, Kambuka the gorilla drank 5 litres of undiluted blackcurrant squash.
He was on one.
Running amok. High on sugar.
Yeah, no, you're supposed to dilute it, dear.
Whoa.
No, that's treat day for that gorilla.
That stuff is crazy undiluted.
Yeah.
5 litres of it as well.
Just off it, off his head on cordial.
No wonder they had to lock everyone in the canteen.
Don't lock them all in there. That's where the cordial's
that's
kept.
That's where he got it from.
That's where he nicked it from, dressed up as a waiter.
But what's the gorilla done? Has it kind of run out?
It's fine now, he's in.
And then done the litres of drink, like, quickly. Do you know what I mean?
Like shots.
Like bash, bash, bash.
Well, that a litre would be like a shot for him.
Yeah, true.
A litre and puts it on his head upside down.
Shots, 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 shots.
Yeah.
So did Kambuka the gorilla drink...
Are you okay, Greg?
No, I'm not okay.
Did Kambuka the gorilla drink 5 litres of undiluted blackcurrant squash while on the run?
So much. On 5 litres of it.
Do you reckon he'd been planning it for ages?
Yeah.
I really want to get some more of that squash. I'm going to go for it.
Yeah.
I'm going
now's
for it.
Now's my
mate.
Chance.
I'm going. I'm popping down Londis. Give me all you got.
Real or no real?
Real.
I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Yes. An investigation into the incident found that the 29-stone silverback gorilla... Is that necessary? No, do we need to know that he's 29 stone? It's like when truck drivers text in, oh, I'm 10 stone trucker.
10 stone? That's not very big.
Oh, okay, I'm a 50 stone trucker and that made me cry.
50 is morbidly obese. Mm. That's...
Yeah, but they like it's always truckers that feel that they need to text in what weight they are.
50 is going to book a records territory, isn't it?
That's like a crane to lift you out, isn't it? An investigation into the incident found the 29-stone silverback gorilla escaped through some unlocked doors and swiped 5 litres of undiluted squash while on the run.
Maybe he's quite enterprising. He was just going to sell it.
And next.
5 Seconds of Summer bassist Callum got himself a part-time job while the band were on a break from touring as a barista in Starbucks.
Wow, I thought they were doing all right.
Well, no, they are, but I think sometimes you want a taste of the normal life, don't you?
Well, it's like Scotty T. He does his day job, which is being Scotty T and doing Geordie Shore business. And then by night, he's part of the Dream Boys. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes celebrities will have a second job.
What is the Dream Boys? Is that like...
he's an author, of course, as well.
Is Dream Boys like off of Hindus and that?
I think so.
What do they do?
What do you think they do?
Is it like the Butlers and the Buff? That kind of thing.
I think it's a bit like that, yeah.
But
yeah.
Less clothes.
Don't they move there?
I don't think they're serving.
Mm. Oh, are they not? Are they, oh, so they're just there for people to look at?
Mm.
Okay. Do they do the dance with their sort of nipples and stuff? You know, they go... Duh, 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 make one go up and down.
That was a low moment for
do
you.
Do they?
No. I don't know. I'm just wondering. I'm just asking questions now.
Okay, I don't know.
I don't really know what's happening.
No, I
don't. What the real or no real is that one of 5 Seconds of Summer has got another job. That's what you're saying. In a coffee shop.
Yes.
Well, come on.
Okay.
I think he might have done it just to pass the time because bored.
Yeah, cool. I mean, it's a good skill to have.
Should we wrap this up?
Let's wrap it up.
I'm going to go real.
Yes.
Are you wrapping it up? Real, real.
That one is no real.
No, but he did say he wanted to retrain as a barista and the coffee shop made him his very own personalised apron. He'll never use that. At the end of that round of Real or No Real.
I got 20, Greg got 10.
Woo. Okay, what's on today, as if you know?
Okay, no, it's good. It's really good. Justin Timberlake and Anna Kendrick are on at 10 past 5 today.
Oh, just drop that clang in.
Drop that one in there. Whoa. Plus, we have film reviews with Ali Plum.
Wow.
Also.
All coming up in a few minutes with Greg on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Last one of the week is tomorrow from 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. Mwah. Scott Mills. BBC.
Radio.